Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was told from a source I trust that they got rid of Le'Veon Bell, and the reason was he was too noisy. It's too distracting. Le'Veon left, it's gotten worse. This is why New England is gonna beat Pittsburgh Sunday. Baltimore Ravens are chasing him, don't hear a peep. Baltimore's got a quarterback situation. Flacco starts, now it's Lamar. Flacco's benched, not a peep. You could argue Baltimore's got a major controversy on their hands. Not a peep. John Harbaugh came out. Yeah, Flacco's on the bench now. Lamar starts. Nothing leaks. Handle it quick. Done. Game up. New England loses. A mess. My fault, my fault, my fault. Story over. Pittsburgh? I mean, God, it's like ER. I mean, it's like one of those medical shows. Football coaches don't talk medical equipment.
All right, that's Colin Cowherd on his popular show on FS1 talking about the differences between the Steelers and the Patriots. If there was ever a game where there would be ample drama in New England, it would be after putting Rob Gronkowski on the field for that Stanford Kale, the band is on the field play that ended in a Patriots loss on Sunday. And I think Cowherd is right about that. Like, that story died quickly.
I mean, everyone pointed and laughed, but nobody threw gasoline. Like, Gronk didn't come out and say, yeah, what a dumb move by coach. And people could actually say, if the play had played out differently, too, that didn't cost them, that maybe the play was just so far away from him. But he being out there literally cost them because he didn't know how to take an angle to a back. I mean, that was the reason that they lost, but that thing died on the vine.
And I think the same thing's true with the Ravens situation.
The Ravens situation is the one that I think is even more interesting. We expect the Patriots to be that way, but Flacco, everyone kind of knows, is under the, you know, bubbling just under the surface, pretty ticked off about this whole arrangement. Mm-hmm. Hates being on the – we said it earlier in the year when the Steelers beat them.
He wouldn't throw a touchdown pass to Lamar Jackson because of that situation. Yeah, now he's been benched for him.
And I do think that that's one where, it just kind of – it died. And as much as sometimes Cowherd really gets on my nerves, which I know is what he's trying to do, that was both funny and accurate. Like, it just does. It's all this drama here, and I can't decide if I fault the head coach more for it or if I fault, like, the quarterback and maybe some of the higher-profile players for it. I mean, the quarterback, we laugh here because Brady's show in New England is not good. It's only funny when he hangs up on the hosts up there. He doesn't even – there's not much exposition. Ben, it's great for the media. Ben says what's on his mind, and he sets the tone because it happens before the coach's presser every week.
I actually blame it on the Rooneys. Because after the season was over, Art Rooney said, we probably need to tone it down this year, and it hasn't changed. It's the same thing. It's sound bites, it's excuses, it's unnecessary drama every single week with this team. It never ends. And I thought, even though we can debate how much it mattered against Jacksonville, it made them look terrible. The way they talked and the way they looked and the way they sounded before that game, they came out looking way worse because of the way they puffed their chest before the game. And I thought that was going to be one of their causes this year. Let's scale it back. Let's not bring so much attention on ourselves. They can't help themselves. They're addicted to it, Chris.
I don't think – well, it is lit over there. I don't think – that it actually, like, I think people try to draw like a one-to-one line and say they're not disciplined, they say whatever they want, and therefore they lose games. Here's how I think it manifests. In Baltimore and New England, we say that Baltimore is always one of the teams that gives New England fits and beats them, which is rare. In New England, they've even done it, and they probably should have done it more than once. But I think the net effect of it all is that the Patriots are an extremely focused, disciplined team on the field. Yep. The Ravens are usually a very focused, disciplined team on the field, and therefore, I don't think either of those teams very often beats themselves or suffers the kind of occasional lapses of carelessness that cost the Steelers. So while I don't think either of those two teams is more talented than this one is, top to bottom, especially on offense. Like, the Steelers just have a wealth of weapons. I do think that they are more detail-oriented and that that in some way is traceable to an overall culture, I guess, for lack of a better term. And I think the devil's in the details in the NFL, right, where most teams are very closely grouped together.
See, there's
That's why they win.
There's a big difference when it comes to drama that's created by things that happen on the field, like Gronkowski being out there for the last play or Malcolm Butler not playing
or Lamar
in the
Jackson
Super Bowl.
Winning the quarterback job.
There's a difference between that and what the Steelers do by bringing it on themselves in these kinds of ways. Did the Steelers' offensive line need to rip Le'Veon Bell the way that they did? Absolutely not. That was something that was entirely preventable and within their control. They take the high road there. It doesn't turn into a story for months. When Bell decides to not come back, these guys at his locker, pillaging, yucking it up. Like, let's steal his cleats because he's not coming back. This is basically heaven without this guy here. We're in such great shape. Let's have a field day going through this guy's crap. They didn't have to do that. They bring attention on themselves more than any team in the NFL.
I agree with that.
And what have they done to show people that they can win while doing that? Nothing.
That's all fair, but be that as it may, if I were actually rating all the stuff you said about the Steelers and the distractions or the Butler thing in the Super Bowl and Gronk, two of those decisions or incidents, you could argue, are directly the reason a team lost a game.
Yeah, you're right.
But the Steelers stuff, while it's bad, I can't definitively say it lost the game.
No, I agree with that. But the problem with what you just said is the Steelers do the other stuff that you just mentioned, like in-game decisions. They get that wrong, too.
Well, yes, that's correct.
So you've got that. You've got not calling a timeout near the end of the game, challenging the wrong things, decisions at the goal line that are just dumb. You've got all that on top of the attention and the drama that they create for themselves.
But do you think that the attention and the drama is actually something that contributes to the first part of that statement?
I don't know. Well,
because I can't get mad about it unless I think that it being what it is contributes to the bad decision making in game.
One of the things that Ramon Foster says all the time is that because we're the Steelers, there's a bullseye on us and we get teams' best shots. Part of that, I think, is because of the way they talk. They haven't won anything. It's not like they've got a bullseye on their back because they've won Super Bowls. It hasn't happened in 10 years.
I agree with that. If any team has
run their mouth so much.
If any team has a bullseye on its back, it's New England.
He told Jeff on Tuesday, we lost the game to the Raiders because we get their best shot because of who we are.
That's false. The New England Patriots get everyone's best shot. They are the gold standard, not the Steelers. So I don't like that because that's excuse making. And I like Ramon, and I think Ramon is a truth teller most of the time, and he might firmly believe what he's saying, but I don't believe him to be correct. I mean, the Patriots, I don't want to make it seem like the Patriots are a bunch of choir boys. Did Aaron Hernandez play for their team? I mean, they've had more genuine ugliness than I would argue the Steelers
have. They brought James Harrison in last year, but you know what happens?
He didn't say a peep.
Josh Gordon.
I know. Well, that's probably a stronger thing to bring up than what we started with here. It is amazing. And as much as I would love to blame the ownership of this team rather than the head coach, it is amazing when guys get in the Belichick system that they all seem to fall in line and shut up. And if they don't, they get cut. I don't think Gronk likes Belichick. I don't think Brady likes him. They're the two best players.
But they put up with them because they know Belichick makes them better.
And they deal with it.
Yep.
Like Gronk, there was retirement talk that swirled around him, but now it's gone away again. If he retires, he'll just retire quickly and that'll be that, and they'll move on.
They needed to embed a reporter with the Patriots all year to get into their like behind the scenes action. With the Steelers, somebody just tweets something out or says something and you get everything you need in terms of
the Steelers might be a more fun team to play for. We've heard people that played for both squads say I enjoyed my time with the Steelers more, but we know who wins more, which is what you're measured on. I can imagine if I were a player, it being a lot more fun to play here. It just seems like a more fun environment, and everyone's really good at what they do. I also imagine it being very frustrating.
You know what I want to do right now? I want to ask fans if the drama and the team turmoil stuff with the Steelers drives them nuts at 412-928-9370. And who do you blame for all the drama that hovers around and sticks to this team? It's something every week with the Steelers. Who do you blame for the drama? The Patriots, they get drama. They nip it in the bud. They bring in a troubled player, a big mouth. Something happens wacky in a game. It stops. It lives on and on and on with the Steelers. There's always something with them. They're a soap opera. The Patriots aren't. What are your thoughts on that? Do you hate the drama, and who do you blame for it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.